Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey B. has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Every year, I do a Thanksgiving message on the podcast show here. And yes, I know that it's been a trying year for all of us. And the road ahead for this winter and spring will continue to try us personally and as a nation. To find a way through COVID and to a life of normalcy is filled with sacrifice and consideration for our fellow Americans. I know that our Thanksgiving table will be a lot smaller this year. Our large family, and by the way, when our family's together, we have the greatest time. But our large family unit is going to be broken up to some smaller gatherings. Hey, it's not what we want, but it's for the safety and health of our family, especially mom and dad who are up in years. Will I miss my sister Janet's pumpkin cheesecake? I eat very few sweets because I'm a sweet guy. I eat very few, but my sister Janet's pumpkin cheesecake is absolutely the world's greatest. And yes, I will miss that. Well, I miss because, you see, every now and then we'll have our family football game on Thanksgiving, and it is from youngest to oldest. And will I miss Wyatt carrying Evelyn and the football across the goal line? The answer is yes. You see, it doesn't matter youngest to oldest. So a few years back, Evelyn's about 3 years old, and they go in a huddle, and Wyatt's 6'7". My nephew says, all right, we're going to hand the ball off to Evelyn, and we'll block for her, and she'll run, and she'll score a touchdown, like the thrill of a lifetime for a little kid. So I'm on the opposite side. I'm defender. So Wyatt calls Ike. He hands Evelyn the ball, and she just stands there because she has no idea what to do. So Wyatt picks her up with the football, and he runs behind, and he runs for a touchdown with Evelyn and the football. And will I miss things like that? The answer is yes. Will I miss this year hanging out with my dad and listening to his stories? You see, Dad will tell stories, and sometimes my mom will say to me, hey, guess what? He's already told you that story. And to me, I don't mind listening to that story over and over. And every now and then, Dad, because his memory, like, you know, sometimes Dad saying, yeah, when I was 6 years old, he's telling a story, and I went, wait, he's born in 1926, and he's talking about 1932, and he's telling a story as clear as day, as if it happened yesterday. And you see, I want to know that, and I learned so much about our family history via Dad. So to me, it's like super, super important. And am I going to miss that? The answer is going to be yes. Well, I miss the family laughter. Yeah, but guess what? As I said before, if it's going to be sacrifice, we need to be considerate of our fellow, you know, man, fellow woman, you know, Americans. We need to. So think about this. As an environmental scientist, I know the importance of making quality decisions because I am the ultimate optimist. Always have been, always will be. So this year, let's make a difference so that next Thanksgiving, we are all seated together with the ones that we love. And a couple things that I'd like to end this show with. And, you know, you see the commercials on television or maybe a newscaster speaking about it, but it is true. We need to salute all those caregivers that are out there, the nurses, the doctors, especially one nurse for me, my niece Erin is a nurse, and she is out there on the front lines. And not just her, but all of those folks who work so hard to keep us safe. Hey, the people at the grocery stores, all of them. And I think it's also important that in trying times right now, you've seen a couple places closing down and scaling down. We need to support our local American businesses, whether it's a restaurant and you want to do some takeout so that they have some funds coming in. Where I used to live, a gentleman next to me owned a restaurant, and he said during the COVID, I guess in, we'll talk about last March, I said, how much is your business down? He said, 85%. And he kept all of his employees working, so it was a financial strain to him. And I keep thinking about, like, well, how long can these people sustain their businesses? And I'm going to look to Ramsey Outdoor, and you know that they're one of the advertisers because every week I speak about going to Ramsey Outdoor or just logging on to RamseyOutdoor.com. And I'm going to tell you to support Ramsey, to support your local business, wherever they are across this country, because you keep hearing it, but it's true. Hey, we are in this together. We want to make sure that next Thanksgiving, with our large family, we are all seated together with that big smile, that big laughter, all the stories, Janet's pumpkin cheesecake, and everything else that goes along with it. So from my family to your family, be safe. Have a happy Thanksgiving. And until next time, enjoy life's adventure. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.